Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So glad to be with you today working on your financial freedom. Really excited today. I am actually in our Houston office. We are having our in-person two-day financial freedom seminar. We have these once a month. Well, in the Houston office, we have in other offices as well. We also live stream them. And so I've been working with David Fisher, who is one of our instructors. David, actually, in 2009, he was making $65,000 a year, he and his wife. And they joined Lifestyles Unlimited after being slaughtered in the stock market in 2008. And last year, their income was $2 million. From their real estate investments. And so he is teaching people how to achieve financial freedom. That is kind of the big thing that people go to when they join Lifestyles Unlimited. So really excited about that today. And today I have a guest. I have got Kathy Garcia. You know, every week I bring people from all walks of life. I mean, one was a 23-year-old single mom, an IT professional, a pastor, a CPA, all kinds of people from every walk of life who come to Lifestyles and join Lifestyles Unlimited to find out how to achieve financial freedom. And the point of that being is people in all kinds of jobs and don't have financial freedom, and they are able to achieve it through residential real estate, single-family and multifamily investing. And I'm excited to have with me Kathy Garcia today. She is a stay-at-home mom. She still homeschools her kids. She is also a real estate professional. We have actually Expo coming up, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo, at the beginning of September. It is the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. And she's actually been a panelist for that two different times. So she's a stay-at-home mom who homeschools her kids and a real estate expert. I just think that's exciting. It's so funny the things that the combination of people that come with different experiences and are successful at real estate. So, Kathy, so glad to have you here today. I want to get to know you first, or folks listening to get to know you. Tell us about your background. Who are you outside of real estate investing, and where are you from? What was life like? What was life for you before you joined Lifestyles Unlimited?
Hi, David. Thank you for having me on. Well, I grew up in San Antonio, born and bred in San Antonio. Went to high school here, went to college here, and just found this is our life. This is where we are. At some point before all, I became a mom. I worked in human resources, and mm-hmm. a couple years after doing that, my husband and I decided it was time for us to have some kids, and we decided to stay. I would stay home, be a stay-at-home mom.
Sure.
All of that was prior to real estate.
And what were you guys doing for retirement at that time?
At that time, working for my company, I was putting away money just like everybody else does. Same thing for my husband. We worked in public, so we were putting money away just like every single person does, like in your 403B, 401K. However you're doing retirement, we were doing the same thing. That's how we were always, as we've talked about, that is how everybody is taught to do it. You put your retirement away, and that works. One of the challenges is when we decided to have children, and the decision was I would stay home, the new challenge is how do we get two retirements out of one income? That was where our challenge lied.
Yeah, I mean, did you see a time when... In the future, when did you think that retirement would be?
That retirement for us won't be for a while. We probably still easily 10, 15 years by our age and how long my husband would then have to work. He realized that the math just doesn't add up. It's not going to work that way. So
right.
He came to me and he said, I heard Lifestyles on the radio and I would like for us to go to a free workshop. And I said, okay, we'll do that. That's totally fine. Free workshop is fine. Let's go do that.
Well, that's great. And so what were your thoughts about that when you first heard him talk about Lifestyles Unlimited and real estate investing?
I've never heard of them. I didn't know much about them. You kind of think, like, this is not real. This isn't something that I want to get mixed up in. I didn't want to go into real estate, to be honest. I didn't want to be a landlord. I didn't want people calling me all times of the night with all these problems with different properties. That just was not the life I thought I would want for myself. And I'm
yeah,
going to finish that sentence was, boy, was I wrong. I'm
Yeah, we call that, Zig Ziglar came up with a term for that. He said, fear is false expectations appearing real. And I actually talk about that during the free workshop. Those fears
exactly.
that people have about real estate investing. Oh, my goodness, how will I get good tenants? How will I cause them to pay the rent and all those kind of things? So you guys went to a free workshop, I'm assuming.
We did. We went to the free workshop here in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. And
came out
what
of
did
that.
You think? Yeah, so you came
okay,
out of that.
So that I still didn't understand. Sorry, I didn't understand everything. Still, that still wasn't something. Of course, my husband was walked out of the room and ready to sign up. And I went, can we just take a breath? Can we just please take a moment, sit down, have a quick conversation? Because the next step is you join as the FFP. And then I went, okay. Or we had a quick conversation, and I said, you know what? I trust you. I think you know what you're doing. I've married him. I trusted him this far. Let's
right.
take the next step. So we signed up for the financial freedom seminar and went to the 2-day. So our first seminar was in December of 16, and we went to the 2-day with David Fisher in January of 17.
You said you went with David Fisher. Yeah. So
we went
David's
to, yeah,
the guy.
He talked.
Yeah, and that's the guy I mentioned at the very beginning of the radio show. I don't know if people connected that. That's the guy that was making $65,000 a year in 2009 and last year $2 million in income. So when you came to that 2-day, what were the big aha moments for you?
I'll be honest. The first day, I didn't have the aha moment. I wasn't sure about it yet. We sat in the back of the room. We actually left early, a little early.
Oh, wait, hey, pause right there. We got a break coming up, and I want to hear the rest of the story because this is a really good story, guys. Hang with us through the break, okay?
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
So glad to be with you today. This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, working on your financial freedom. Really excited to have with me today Kathy Garcia, who is a stay-at-home mom and a real estate professional and an expert in single-family investing and real estate investing. And right before we went to the break, she was telling us about her first experience with Lifestyles Unlimited. She was a bit of a skeptic. Her husband was ready to go, and they went to the 2-day class with David Fisher. And Kathy, go ahead and pick it up, kind of recap what you said right before we went to the break, and tell us the rest of the story.
We went to the 2-day that was in San Antonio, and it was in January. And my husband, of course, was ready to do this. He was ready to sign on the dotted line. David Fisher said everything he needed to hear both days. I wasn't quite, the question you would ask me was what kind of changed my mind. I wasn't quite there yet, but again, I trusted my husband. So after the 2-day, David always takes time to sit down and talk to people, whether I'm on the phone or in person. We had our conversation with him in person, and I was still the skeptic. I stood there with my arms crossed, and I wouldn't talk. And he sat there, and he talked to my husband, and he said, officially, we told him this is how much money we have to work with, and to be flat-out honest with everybody, he said, you don't have enough money. You need to come back and talk to us when you have more money.
I want you to pause right there, because that is really a big aha moment, because a lot of folks will take your money, whatever amount of money you have, and they'll say, just keep on going, do it. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we actually, Del Walmsley at the very beginning said, we're going to have integrity in what we do. And so we tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And we don't sell them what we want to sell them. We want people to find financial freedom. And so we guide people so that they're able to do that. And that would have been kind of a deal killer right there at the very beginning. But I really appreciate David Fisher for doing that with you guys. So that is a big aha moment whenever I hear that from members. So keep on with the story there, Kathy.
So thinking back, you're absolutely right. Huge, huge integrity. So he gave us, go home and look at your, go look at there's different options of things where you can find money. And we listened to exactly what he said. We went home. We found what we needed to find. It's just in different places. You actually do have it. You just may not be thinking about it. And the very next month, which would have been February of 2017, I walked in the offices and we joined. It was fantastic. We joined as a single family members.
That's great. But you left out a part there, because David also told you something. Your husband's working, you're a stay-at-home mom. He actually told me about this. We were at dinner last night, and he told me about this.
You're exactly right. I did forget this part. So he is sitting down, and my husband and David are talking, and I'm sitting there with my arms crossed going, this isn't happening, my goodness. And David looked at me, and he said, you're the one who's going to do all the work, not him. Meaning, I'm the stay-at-home mom who homeschools, and I'll have the time to do it, where he has the W-2 job, he has to go to work.
Right.
And he was absolutely correct. So my husband and I are a partnership. We do everything 50-50. We each have different parts that we do. And we are an amazing team in the single family world.
That is great. I love that. So you joined, you're ready to go, you're ready to buy your first house. Tell us about your first property. I mean, were you apprehensive? Were you scared? And how long did it take you to even find that property?
We found our first property through Lifestyles Agents. Within the first 2 months. So we had our first property under our belt in April.
Wait. I need to back up, though, because remember we talked about that fear that you had when your husband first talked to you about that, that false evidence appearing real. Where did that fear go? I mean, because buying a house in 2 months, you could have put that off for a couple of years if you'd wanted to. I mean, just kept, I'm not quite ready. I don't know what I'm doing. What happened
get that fear out? I mean, we were still both. It's still something that you're not. It's new to you. There is more mentoring and education that comes out of Lifestyles. And we took all the education that we had within those first 2 months, and we went out and bought that first property. Of course, we were still nervous and scared. But once you walk through that, and the mentors are there to hold your hand and guide you through it, you're not doing it alone. There's a community at Lifestyles, and they're going to help you. I think once we had that first property under our belt, and we got the residents in, the fear was gone. Because that was my first fears. How am I going to find people, and are they going to be calling me all the time? And they didn't. We found somebody within a week, and they didn't call us all the time. They only called us when something was needed, and that wasn't very often. When you screen your residents properly, you're going to find the right people. And when you fix that house the correct way, you rehab that house the correct way, they're not going to be calling you because you've done it right the first time.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I was sitting through the 2 day this morning with David, and he says at the very beginning, he says, turn to the back of the book and write down, I didn't do what David told me to do. The point being, whenever we talk to Lifestyles members and they have problems or issues, it's because they didn't follow the map that we give them, because the map is so easy. I have mentors on here on the radio show, and I'll ask them, hey, did you ever make any mistakes? And every single one of them will say, oh, yeah, I got lazy in screening a tenant. I got lazy in doing this. And they always come back to it. You know, I didn't do what Dell told me to do, or I didn't do what David told me to do. Because if you follow the map works, and the map will keep you out of trouble. And then I like what you said, Kathy, the because I've used that same phrase, the mentors will hold your hand all the way through the deal, because I wore my mentors out when I was first starting with single family homes. I mean, I was emailing every day, calling every day. Oh my goodness, this is a nightmare. This is horrible. And they're like, okay, settle down. This is a really good deal. You just need to take a chill pill and just do this. And it was simple stuff always. Well, that's exciting. So do you remember what that first deal, you got a tenant really quickly, and then you kind of moved pretty quick after that, if I remember correctly.
We did. We had our next property under contract in June, and we had our third one under contract in August. So we went, like, it was like, we got one a month, we stabilized it, got another one another month, stabilized it. The one thing about lifestyles is you can go as quickly or slowly as you want. We wanted to go quickly, just start doing this and get this going. We have the team, and once we got the team in place, it was much easier, and we went so much faster.
I want to come back to that idea of the team in place, but before I get to there, what was your motivation? People always have to have a motivation for doing something. I mean, you're moving fast, you're moving quickly. Obviously, this isn't just a hobby for you. What was the driving force for you and your husband?
So officially, back even from the beginning of the conversation, was we had to have a retirement. And when you are doing this, you are gaining equity in different homes. You are getting cash flow. Remember, with lifestyles, they teach you, you make money five different ways. So we were looking for that passive income. When you're on one income, and a lot of people can be on one income, it's a little bit, your budget is tighter, your belt is tighter. Now we have cash flow. Now our family's able to do a few more things. We're able to travel a little bit more. We homeschool. I want to challenge all the homeschool families out there to call lifestyles. Talk to them. You have to pay for a lot of stuff. You know, we're not in a public school, so we do have to go out and find the extracurriculars and pay for them.
Yeah. I want you to pause right there. You know, it's just like Del Walmsley says, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And the lifestyle you guys have chosen, this real estate investing is allowing you to live that lifestyle. Stay with us through the break, folks. We're with Kathy Garcia, working on your financial freedom.
Look at the effects of what happened in 2008, and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now. Real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Glad to be with you working on your financial freedom. My name is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am talking to Kathy Garcia today. You know, one of the things that I find just interesting as I go through the real estate world is the people that I find that have, sometimes it seems like this and that does not go together. Like symphony bassist Steve Zesserman, who's one of our Lifestyles Realtors. He spent 27 years playing the bass in the San Antonio Symphony, and now he's a Lifestyles Realtor. He still plays bass and a great musician. Those two things just don't seem to go together. And when I think about real estate professional, I think about somebody that their life is consumed real estate. And I don't know, I have a certain picture in my mind, and I'm talking to a stay-at-home mom who homeschools, who is also a real estate professional. And between she and her husband run their real estate business. And so, Kathy, really good to have you here today. And wanted to go back to one of the things that you mentioned. You said after you purchased that first house and the second house, you started moving pretty quickly. Your big motivation was you needed to find a way to be able to ever retire on one income. And that's a tough thing to do on two incomes. And most people, retirement is an age. It's going to be 65, 67, whenever Social Security kicks in, and they're going to have $90,000 in their IRA, and they're going to try to retire on that. And but you guys got motivated, and then you begin to see the cash flow and that momentum begin to build. And you said it became easier because you had a team. And I know Del Walmsley says real estate investing is a team sport. Tell us, what do you mean by a team, and how did you put that team together?
You will have access to their vendor program. Now, their vendors are different lenders. There's different kinds of lenders. You're talking about general contractors, plumbers, electricians, dryer vent cleaners, window replacement, anything that you can think of that would need to be done to a property. And if you think about it, anything that you might need to have done through your own home, you're going to have done at a property. Even fixing appliances. They have this vendor program, and what you do is you start building your team based off of that vendor program. So in the beginning, the first thing you do is you get pre-qualified with a lender. You start working on getting insurance for the home. You start working on getting different contractors in the home so that if anything needs to be fixed, minor or major, you start doing that. So we have, based off of the vendor program that Lifestyles has, we have created our team. We couldn't do this without that vendor program. Those vendors are vetted, and they're the correct vendors for Lifestyle.
That is great. And when you put that team together, and it sounds like that was pretty essential on your third property, because you said, I don't know if you remember what you said about your third property. It was one that was a wholesale deal, needed a bit more rehab up front. Do you remember what you said about that property? Tell us about that property.
So once we had our first two properties were basically ready to go. We were then challenged by the mentor saying, hey, why don't you think about doing a wholesale deal or rehab? So we went out again. We've gotten all of our properties through the agents. One of the agents, we contacted an agent, and he said, yes, I have a wholesale deal. Let's work on it. That house needed an all new kitchen, completely new cabinets, smelled like cockroaches, which I've learned now is the smell of money. New bathtubs, new, flooring, painting, inside, outside, having some things removed. It actually had a bee's nest inside the walls. We had to have that removed. We called on the vendors to come out and help us do that. That property was pretty bad. And when it was done, it was a beautiful property. We again had somebody move in very quickly. Again, they do teach us best product, best price. Once you have the right home ready to go, you're going to find the right resident. And that was an amazing property for us. And I love wholesale deals now. I'm okay with things smelling like cockroaches. It's okay. And I don't want to scare anybody. You remember, you're not the one doing the work. You're having contractors go in and do the work.
That's exactly right. We teach you, the big blessing of the two-day class for me was when Del Walmsley said, you should never work in your business, you want to work on your business. By working in your business, he meant your goal is not to be a handy woman or a handyman. Your goal is to be a real estate investor, so you work on your business, which is a blessing for me because I'm the most unhandy guy on the earth. I say during the free workshop, I'm not even a good gopher. A gopher is that person who says, hey, go for this, go for that. They say, Razika, can you go for the Phillips screwdriver? And I'm like, sure, but who is Phillip and why does he have a screwdriver? And they're like, just go sit in the corner. Don't break anything. So I'm very thankful for that. The other thing that stood out to me is you said it smelled like cockroaches. I've never smelled a cockroach before. That's really strange. But what you're saying is, but it is such a perfect mental picture because I remember the first house I went into was on a road trip and I was a little bit horrified. And if that had been the first house I saw when I was trying to actually buy a house, I probably would have turned it down. And the first house I bought, it's exactly what you were talking about, Kathy. And it was a huge equity capture, about 250% equity capture on that house. And folks, the reason we want to buy houses like this is because we want to buy houses at a discount. We don't want to pay retail. We want to pay what the house is worth. In this case, it's worth a lot less because it needs to be fixed up. We fix it up. We capture that equity. When we fix it up, we increase the after repair value. And that is how you increase your net worth. And that's how you get 100% equity capture right at the beginning, in addition to the appreciation that we have, in addition to the depreciation that we achieve and the cash flow, all those different ways that we make money that Kathy mentioned. So you did that. You learned how to rehab the properties. You learned how to the smell of money. And that is exactly what people say when they talk about that. And where are you guys right now in terms of your real estate investing? How many houses have you bought and sold, and kind of where are you currently?
So we have purchased 7 or 8, and we've sold 4 of them. So we are currently at 4. We will be closing on a property on Tuesday. So found another property through the agent. We found another single family property, and we did that. I want to take one step back. So when we bought that rehab, or we bought that wholesale deal, we also made a decision to step up to the multifamily level of membership. So we are also in multifamily. We haven't done anything in multifamily, but we're ready to go. That's our future goal. We're ready to move up. But we are currently on, this will probably be house number 8 that we've purchased. One thing I want to say is don't be afraid to sell these properties. You will be taught to sell them within 2, 3, 4 years. That just makes sense. In the 2-day, you'll hear David talk about why it makes sense to sell the properties and don't hold on to them. And that's one thing that we've already sold the first 2. Actually, we first sold the first 3 properties. The first 3 that I've talked about, we've already sold off. And now we'll be back up to 5 again. And I'm hoping that before the end of the year, we can have 6.
Yeah, and the short answer to why we do that is exactly what Kathy said. After 2 to 3 years, we fix everything going in so everything is perfect. After 2 to 3 years, the warranties begin to expire. Problems can start to happen. Also, we've captured equity, and so we want to get that equity out and go and buy more property. We want to go buy more houses or, like Kathy said, move up to apartment communities. The reason people move to apartment communities, single family is not training for apartments. It depends on how much money you have. Apartments obviously take more money. And so the idea is to get that equity, go out and keep doubling your income, doubling your net worth, increasing your cash flow, increasing those passive streams of income. Because once you have enough passive streams of income that to meet or exceed your bills, that is when you're retired. That is when you can say, I'm going to live the lifestyle that I want to live, whether it's stay home with the kids, travel the world, do a job, take a low-paying job you absolutely love, whatever you want to do. That is the idea. We do have our Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up on September 3rd and 4th. It's a Friday and a Saturday, and I would love to give you a free ticket for that. If you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, enter my name, David, all caps, for the promo code, and we'll give you a free $97 ticket so you can attend that. Stay with us through the break. We're going to spend some more time talking to Kathy.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, glad you're with us today. Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is David Ruzicka, working on your financial freedom. I'm joined with Kathy Garcia. I mentioned right before the break the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, which is really kind of one of the biggest events that happens at Lifestyles. It is the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. That's in the Dallas metro area. And I mentioned before, I'll give you a free $97 ticket if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and enter the promo code David, my name. It's a simple name to spell, D-A-V-I-D, all caps. I'd love to have you be our guest for that. And Kathy Garcia, who, as I mentioned, is a real estate professional. She is a stay-at-home mom, homeschooling her kids. She and her husband joined Lifestyles so they could have a path to retirement and financial freedom, living on one income. And she has actually, she's one of those experts within Lifestyles Unlimited and has been a speaker on two different panels at Expo. At Expo, we have a lot of different breakout sessions. We have some big sessions where everybody together. We do have the free workshop that I present, which is tells you about Lifestyles Unlimited. And Kathy, tell us about, I'm really curious about these two, the two different panels you were on. You were on one that is the Super Women of Real Estate. Tell us about that. What was that? And then what did you talk about?
So that was a really fun panel that we got to do in 2018. Three of my other super women, fellow super women, we were up there talking and basically answering questions. What we were doing was trying to show different, you know, all these different women that we can do it. Unfortunately, real estate and contracting all tends to be a male-dominated area, industry. And we're up there telling people, I was the only one talking about single family, but up there telling people, you know, I run the contractors. I make sure that they get paid. I make sure the work is being done. I'm the one who's making sure that once my husband finds the resident that I'm sending out the lease and getting all that information set up, and then I'm the one who talks to them. Each one of us had different roles up there. Some of the women were syndicators of deals. Some were strictly passive. And it was just a very cool way to show how far we've come. And we're able to empower other women to go out there and go, you know what? They can do it. We can do it, which is exactly what I wanted them to do. So I'm hoping a lot of those women took action and moved forward and moved into the real estate world. There's an abundance mentality. There's plenty to go around.
That is great. And you said a syndicator. That is a person that, at Lifestyles, we call it a lead investor who goes and finds a large apartment community and raises money from other Lifestyles members. They run the deal, and the other members are just passive investors in a large real estate deal. And so you gave a shout out earlier, and I want to give you the opportunity to give a shout out again to homeschool moms who are looking for a place to plug in. How did that work for you, being a homeschooler and doing what you're doing with Lifestyles
and real estate? So we've been homeschooling the entire time, and once our kids were early teenagers, we decided they needed to be brought into this whole situation. So we're creating a legacy even of doing that. So our kids, they go out to property, they help talk to contractors. I had my daughter physically pay one just so that she could have the feeling of doing it. My kids can spot a roof and a foundation that need to be fixed now. You know, pretty quick, we pull up and there's a roof that needs to be fixed, or there's foundation problems. We can see it. Being homeschooled gives me the time to do that with my kids. The other thing that I did not know I was going to find at Lifestyles is there's actually a little homeschool community inside of Lifestyles. I was pleasantly surprised to find as many people as I did who homeschool. And of course, we made quick connections because when we're homeschoolers, we're all friends instantly.
Sure.
So that was a community that I didn't expect to find inside there, but I did, and I was so happy I found it. But we're creating a legacy with our children and making sure that they are learning how to do this. Again, shout out to the homeschoolers out there, homeschool families who are ready to take that step. Please do. If we can do it, anybody can do it. It's something that we gravitated to, and it's worked beautifully, and it's fit into kind of a curriculum with our family, with our kids.
That is so true, and what a great legacy, too. During the free workshop, I talk about the cost of a college education, a four-year education right now. The average cost is about $240,000, and one of our Lifestyles members, his dad, he was in his early 20s. His dad said, would you like to go to college, or would you like to start a business? And he said, I think I'd like to try the business. And so he bought an apartment community and made his dad something like $800,000 on the first deal, and he has won national awards now in doing that. His second investment, I think he made his investors around $3 million and ended up, I think, went to school later, but I think he probably paid for it himself, and has never had to rely on a job or a corporation to make a living because he has got that financial independence, that financial freedom to be able to live the life he wants to. And so I just want to say good job in bringing your kids into that and teaching them how to do that. So much of the things that I learned in school, like how to diagram sentences, I have never used. But balancing a checkbook, knowing how to manage my finances, that would have been a great thing to learn in high school rather than just kind of learn it on my own even after I got out of college with an MBA. And so great job on that. Tell us about Expo, your experience at Expo. I know you love to go see your friends there, but there's a lot more that goes on there for you when you attend.
There is a lot more that goes on at Expo. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to, since our goal is to move up into the multifamily world, either buy an apartment complex on our own or syndicate a deal, do it with investors, I'm looking forward to actually going up and watching some of the classes, attending the classes on multifamily, how to do the apartments. That's really what I'm looking forward to. For the past couple of years when I've gone to Expo, we've done the single family classes, and they have been fantastic. That you learned so much. It really is a couple of days with a fire hose coming at you with all kinds of information, and it's amazing and great information. So my goal this time will be to move up and start talking to different leads and different IROs and even meeting some of the different passives. One of the great things about going to Expo is they put you in a room with a bunch of leads or syndicators, and you have a chance to, it's like speed dating. You introduce yourself, you get one of their cards, and you're able to connect with them later on after you're able to email them.
One of the things that I think is key is a lot of these classes or seminars that are taught, workshops that are taught at Expo, they're not taught by professional presenters that are paid money to do a presentation. For instance, we have one that is called, we've had it for a couple of years, it's called How to Buy 10 Houses in 10 Months. And it actually is just taught by a Lifestyles, in the past it's been taught by a Lifestyles member, who has actually bought 10 houses in 10 months. It's somebody who's just doing it, and they're just sharing the information. They're not sharing the information because you're paying them money. They're sharing the information because they're giving back. They're giving back to the community, giving back because they've received so much. And for you guys, Kathy, in terms of that idea, can you speak to the idea of giving back for just a minute?
Absolutely. So we are all about that kind of thing. I am all about community with Lifestyles. I get texts every once in a while or calls every once in a while like, what do you think about rent? Or what do you think about this, increasing something, doing this, having this problem with a resident? There is such a community, and everybody. I have not met one person at Lifestyles that will not spend time with you. They'll give you as much time as they have up to, days. And they just will talk to you and tell you what you need. And you just literally just soak up the information. When I'm ready to talk to a lead, I'll find a lead and talk to them. I have very good friends who are interested in, or who actually are now, they're multifamily, they're passives, and I want them to talk to other passives so they see how to do it. And the people and the community at Lifestyles is just, I don't know how to say it any differently. They will open their hearts and talk to you and give you the advice that you're looking for and that you need. We do a lot of giving back and doing the classes, doing the case studies, going there and talking about, how did we buy this house? How did it all work out? What were the numbers? That's the kind of stuff of giving back also.
Yeah. What a great job. I appreciate so much. Even things like coming on this radio show and sharing your experience. And I know you are also an ambassador with Lifestyles. We don't really have time to go into that. But Kathy is one of our ambassadors, which means she has as a volunteer, she gives back by getting groups of investors together just to hang out and talk. Hey, what's working for you? What's working for you? How are you handling this? How are you handling that? It's that idea of having a mastermind group, surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people so that you learn from success rather than learning from other people's mistakes. And that is one of the most powerful things within Lifestyles Unlimited. As we're finishing up the show here, Kathy, just real quickly, somebody's out there listening thinking, I don't know if I should do this thing or not. What would you say to that person?
I say take the step towards this. If you're thinking about wanting more streams of income, passive income, this is the way to do it. I have very good friends who have recently joined, and that's what they wanted. They wanted passive streams of income. I say take the step off the ledge. Lifestyles is going to be your parachute, and they're going to help you. It's going to be okay. I encourage you, just go sign up. Go to the free seminar.
And thanks so much, Kathy. Great having you with us today. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of the free workshops and get started. We love being with you today. Kathy, thanks so much. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you. you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.